6 million people visit it every year, and I'm going straight to the top to see the Colosseum having a makeover. It's pretty low tech, using mainly water. After all, they don't want it to look too new.
So these guys here are filling in these little cracks here with a special kind of concrete. It's about making the Colosseum look a bit nicer, but also stopping it falling down. So this is the before, and this is the after.
The outside will be finished early next year, then work starts on the arena inside, along with a new visitor centre.
So on this side, the view is pretty stunning actually, but on this side, it's quite scary. We're 25 metres up.
It's fantastic.
It's not scary. But the edge is right there.
No problem.
It's being paid for with 25 million euros from the Italian shoe company Tod's. And in Rome, it's fashionable for luxury brands to save old monuments. Fendi recently paid for the Trevi Fountain. Bulgari are restoring the Spanish Steps. It's just a bit annoying if you want to take a photo.